Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. It is Monday, and that means that WWE Monday Night Raw is taking place tonight. We'll talk about that on the show here today. There is an interesting potential twist coming up on Raw, and that is the news that got out all over the world this weekend. Not a shocker, since we'd been talking about it for a while, but Rusev and Lana are officially engaged. Now, a lot of times things happen, and it's not mentioned on shows like this because it's a personal nature. This was made very public. Rusev filmed it. It was covered by TMZ.com. Once it was covered by TMZ, it was picked up by various news outlets all over the world. It is no secret to a lot of wrestling fans that these two are engaged. So the first question is it going to play into the storyline on Raw tonight? Now, as noted, this was not a secret. It's not like this came out of nowhere. These two had been together forever. We'd seen photos of Lana with the engagement ring on. It is very likely that the whole twist in the storyline last week with Summer Rae asking Rusev if he would marry her was directly tied to this. The question is, did this get enough press? Did this make enough outlets for WWE to add this somehow to the storyline? Whether that be today or perhaps down the road, they'll save the footage. And when the big twist comes and Rusev and Lana get back together, this could be the impetus for that. There's a lot of ways it could go with this. We can talk about it on the program today. Also, last night was the New Japan show, the last major show before the Tokyo Dome. We could talk about the results. So if you don't want spoilers, might want to switch off after the break for a little while. But don't switch off for good, because Steve Sims is going to be on the show talking Mystico's return to Arena Mexico and more. We got a lot of stuff. Back in a moment to kick it off. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, there are an awful lot of lunch options available to you, the American workforce. But do not settle for some hamburger. Get your hands on my $5 fill-up, friend. It is a delicious bounty of lunchtime abundance. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Drum thigh side cookie medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike, before we get going on the news today, I wanted to kick it off with the King of Pro Wrestling. Did you get a chance to watch any or all of that show?
I have not had a chance to see it yet. That's what I plan on doing right after the show is over.
Well, we've got Raw on the line, and I want to bring him up because I know that Raw was calling, I believe, about New Japan yesterday. Raw, you're on the air. Raw? Hello? Going once, Raw.
I'm here.
Going twice. There you go. These phones. I know it's difficult. Raw, what's going on?
What's good, man?
Rod, you have something to say, or what's happening here?
I think this delay is a little wicked.
All right. Rod, I want to thank you very much for the call. We'll try again later. Let's talk this King of Pro Wrestling, everybody. Forget the phones today. I got too much stuff anyway. Do you want spoilers? It doesn't matter if you want spoilers, Mike. This is a news show.
Yes, it is.
So the main matches on the show included the Tokyo Dome, IWGP, Money in the Bank briefcase match, with Tanahashi versus Tetsuya Naito. Of course, if Naito won, Tanahashi would lose his main event slot at the Tokyo Dome this year. And the main event, Kazuchika Okada and AJ Styles for the IWGP World Heavyweight title. Nothing has changed at the end of the day. It is still Okada versus Tanahashi. Tanahashi beat Naito. Hate to tell you that, Mike. I know you were hoping for something different. But he beat him there. And in the main event, Okada beat AJ Styles in what I'm told was a really, really good match. And according to Dave, the Tanahashi match wasn't very good.
Really?
That's what he said.
High standards when it comes to Tanahashi and Naito, especially when they get together. So
I'll say right here at the very beginning, not a great match. Match was slow. He notes that there was a lot of interference there near the finish. Watanabe and Goto were involved. Good match, he said at the end, but felt very much like a TNA main event with the ref bump and the interference. Wow.
Ouch.
Harsh words.
Going to have to, like I said, I want to see this afterwards, and I will report on this on both on Twitter and on the show tomorrow because... Hey, I can understand that, and I'm not surprised that things went the way they did with Tanahashi Naito and Tanahashi winning. We're obviously seeing the expansion of the Ungovernables. I'm not even going to try to bother with the Ingobernables. Ishii wins the Never Open Weight Championship for Makabe, so no surprise there. We've got that, which is going to probably set up he and Hanma, as it's Hanma defeated Yoshihashi. So that kind of sets up that path. And here we go. This is going to be the build that leads into their big WrestleMania show on January 4th. So Okada and Styles, it probably bookended their feud, at least for the time being. They're still going to have interactions as time goes on, but boy, you know, if there's a lot we talk about in negative, you know, about the wrestling business and about the MMA business, and there's always these news stories, and there's a lot of downer things that happen. But in the last couple of years, one of the new awesome things that has happened, there's been Lucha Underground, there's been lots of things, but this feud between Okada and Styles and Styles' resurgence in New Japan Pro Wrestling has been absolutely awesome and has just been top-notch pretty much across the board. And this is what a great way, if the match was that good, to end that feud.
Did you see the Minoru Suzuki Takashi Sugiura match?
Yes.
Really? Was it awesome?
Yes, it is. I was disappointed because I've always been a big Sugiura fan, and I think Sugiura was one of those guys back in the Noah days. Misawa did a very... They didn't like changing away from what worked, and they were very gun-shy on letting, you know, lighter-weight people like Marufuji and Kenta take over. They were very hesitant on newer guys like Takashi Sugiura, even though he had a amazing... past in amateur wrestling, even though he appeared in Pride and defeated Giant Silva, believe it or not, in a freak show match. But, I mean, they did nothing with him after that. He was just a smaller junior heavyweight. And I've always been a huge fan of his, and he's been one of their biggest stars in the last couple of years just because of how things have gone in that company. And I really wanted to see him get the win over Suzuki, and I thought that would be a good way to end this whole New Japan versus Noah feud. That's not going to happen, as it looks like they're going to go into early next year, at least, with this, with Naomichi Marufuji being the one that probably will close the door on this feud with Minoru Suzuki. And I wonder, just as a offshoot of that, Sugiura and Suzuki, obviously Suzuki has been aligned with New Japan Pro Wrestling over the last several years and has been leading into this feud with Noah, with the Suzuki Gun unit, with Shelton Benjamin and Davey Boy Smith and Lance Archer and all those guys, Taka Mikanoshu, who have gone over there. But Sugiura has also appeared in New Japan, you know, plenty of times. And to shake things up, I would not hurt my feelings whatsoever if both of those guys and the Suzuki Gun group as a whole and Takashi Sugiura and maybe a couple other guys go from Noah into New Japan, because that can stir things up a little bit, and it also puts off the inevitable of having to create new stars, which they have Watanabe coming back now, looks to be aligned with Naito, obviously, which is going to give him a little bit. And they have the Sho Tanakas and guys like that of the world, but it's going to take a lot of time for them. And as you continue to build those guys and try to find some new guys, because you do have so many guys who are over 35 or 40 years old, you know, being able to be in the position where you can get some good vets back in there, like Minoru Suzuki, like the Sugiuras of the world, and the Marufujis, who could use a shakeup from where they're at right now anyway, they're in a good spot that way, and I hope that happens.
That was an amazing segue for me asking if you'd seen the match. My segue, that's fine. It was apropos. My point was, Dave watched it, and then he watched this King of New Japan show, and it made him sad. Because it couldn't hold a candle, which I'm not surprised. It's Minoru Suzuki.
God,
I mean, come on, he's the greatest.
See,
but anyway,
now I'm starting to question Dave now on this Tanahashi Naito thing. His hopes had been just built up too high. I mean, that was supposed to be. I mean, it's again, you'd have to know that New Japan Noah feud of these guys coming in and a lot of the emotion that this thing has legitimately elicited amongst older Noah fans and amongst, you know, people that saw that Noah needed a shakeup and a change. And that was supposed to be a big seminal moment in this feud, was that match where Tanahashi Naito really wasn't. Obviously, with Naito, they had him going into something else. And I don't think people were, I mean, 99% of the people out there thought Tanahashi was going to win this, because it only makes sense for him to face off against Okada. So I don't know if holding that match compared to this one or compared to Okada Styles makes a lot of sense.
Well, let's wait till you see it, Mike. Maybe he'll come on the show tomorrow and go, you know what, Dave was right. That match sucked. We'll find out tomorrow. He said it was good. He did say it was good, but he was expecting better.
You know now, what the bottom line is? All of those matches will be better than anything you'll see on Raw tonight, probably.
Now, we don't know that. It could be a John Cena Open Challenge with Sami Zayn.
And?
I just threw that out there so I could see it all over various websites saying that I reported it here, which I did not, of course. The other thing on the show was they had the IWGP Junior Tag Title match, which apparently had a botched finish. three count when there wasn't supposed to be a three count. So add that to the list of curses here on this show.
With two guys who speak English.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen. It doesn't matter if you speak English if you forget to kick out.
Well, that's true. Kenny Omega and Matt Sydal was the, with Omega retaining, so there you go.
That's right. So, anyway, going back to Raw tonight, we'll find out what they do with Lana and Rusev and their engagement. This Rusev fella, you know what he is, Mike? He's a good man. He's a good man.
He had
his woman, and they tried to break them up in storyline, which for those of you that have followed wrestling for any period of time know that when you get broken up in storyline, that can be a curse if you believe in curses like the Ryback. But he didn't give up. With a broken leg, he traveled city to city. He followed her around to be a gentleman. And then at the end of the day, he put a ring on her finger. Good job, Miroslav. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Taking that time right
behind my back. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi, and the Doctor of Lucha. Steve Sims is joining us here today, and what better day to join us as we've got a lot of news to talk about from Mexico, including one of the biggest stories, I would presume, in years, Steve, the return of the original Místico, Sin Cara, Mis-Disease, which, by the way, was a terrible name. Hopefully he changes it. Miss Disease.
That's
sounds
true.
Like a heel from Roller Jam. What's going on here?
That could be that. Hey, Brian, Mike, how are you guys
terrible
doing?
Stripper name.
It is.
Miss Disease.
Awful. I'm doing great.
Well, you know, it wasn't his choice, and there were some reasons behind it, but yeah, I'm sure he's going to get a different name. This past Friday night in Arena Mexico, with not any advance noting to the casual fans and within the community that follows this thing religiously, maybe 3 or 4 hours, 6 hours notice. The guy who was Sin Cara in WWE and made his real fame as Mystico in Arena Mexico and has been working for the last year for AAA since he left WWE, showed up in a CMLL ring. He walked out by himself, came out, entered the ring, cut a very carefully worded promo, and then did the classic kissing of the mat at Arena Mexico, which was symbolic in a way that were even beyond words, the picture of more than 1,000 words, indicating where his heart and his allegiances were. And very, very few people knew this was coming. It was a big shock.
So where do we go from here? Where is he going? What's the plan? I know that last night Dave said that he hadn't heard a word from AAA after all of this went down. What do you know from that side?
Actually, well, Brian, hold on. Wait, how did we, before even going to where we go next, how did we get here when it comes to him leaving and it seemingly being on such short notice? And how does one set up something like this with, I mean, obviously he had to be thinking about this because you wouldn't just get a phone call and make this decision hastily, would you?
I would think you would not. He has been in, he left CMLL in 2011 to go to WWE, and they weren't happy with the way he left, but they weren't happy in the way, they weren't unhappy in the way they were when Conan left and started a new federation. And when Hijo del Santo left and ended up having to start a new federation, and Wagner and Park left with much bitterness, he just went to a bigger company. He just left them a bigger company, and he didn't work really direct competition to them. And over the succeeding 4 years, he had managed to repair some of those bridges. And he's got a father who is well-liked and well-known within the offices of CMLL, a wrestler from a generation past, but really from back in the 70s and 80s, who was there in Mexico City and hanging around with the guys in the CMLL office from time to time. And it appeared that even when he went to AAA, there weren't a lot of hard feelings from CMLL. Paco was always famous for saying that, you know, when Mystico tried to hold him up for more money or a bigger push in 2010, right before he left for WWE, Paco had told him, the door is open, you can go. Everybody who's left me, I've survived so far, so you can go. And he did go, but he didn't go in such a way that Paco would never take him back. And the shoe is now on the other foot. The why he's leaving AAA would surely know, but they haven't said, as you have noticed. They have been extremely quiet about this, and they Mystico, as you will see when you read this week's edition of Figure Four Weekly, as I presume everybody who's listening to this does. One of the things I noted in there is Mystico has a habit of saying what's on his mind without much of an off switch. And I would say sooner rather than later, but surely eventually it's going to come out why, whether it was he didn't like the program he was in, he thought he was going to have to lose his mask, he didn't want to lose his mask, or he didn't like the money he was getting, or he just had personal problems with, because he is a prima donna, a first-class prima donna from and there's a long line of people that will come on this show to verify that.
He's had a very tumultuous personal life. You know, the story with Alberto Del Rio came out. I mean, has any professional strife been you know, a cause or vice versa when it comes to his personal life? And will this improve things
back? We have actually asked people I know, just one source removed, have asked Alberto about this. Nobody has asked it has gotten back to me about asking Mystico or Mystico directly about this. But by Alberto's and by everybody in AAA's reckoning, the two of them got along by, you know, just agreed to just, you know, not make waves while they were with each other. They didn't, you know, have to be friends with each other, but they could stay on the other side of the rooms and keep to themselves and not bring up their past issues now. I would be very surprised if that turns out to be the reason why that they had another flare up and he just walked out. That would be a big surprise. I'm suspecting the reason is much more generic. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he were headhunted away by CMLL.
So where do we go from here?
Well, with CMLL, this, of course, opens up a lot of possibilities for new and fresh matches. And you've got somebody besides Atlantis who can sell tickets on the babyface side, especially away from Mexico City. In Mexico City, even the fans will be happy to see him back, it's still a Rudo-based audience. And Místico as a técnico will get booed as all técnicos or most técnicos do in Mexico City. It's a very Rudo-ish crowd, the normal crowd that comes, not for the big shows. This will open up some freshness on their part. It is in a large ways, it's going to be one of those attempts to step in the same river twice. He's going to try and recapture, if not the exact name, and he may end up with the exact name, they may do an angle where he gets his name back. But even without that, he's basically going to be the same character doing basically the same moves with basically the same entrance music and basically the same match layout and stuff like that.
And so wouldn't it make sense for him to get his name back?
Well, I would. I mean, especially away from Mexico City, his biggest value is if he's the original Místico again. I think there is some value in that. There's actually, there's the reason that, you know, Paco Alonso is very much a penny pincher and can be tight-fisted at times, although he has his generous side, especially to retired wrestlers. But he owns the copyright to that name, and the person who's using it now, the middle brother between Rush and Dragon Lee, is clearly not the long-term answer to putting in that, to making the most possible money out of that particular trademark that they own. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see if that happens. But guys, stepping into the same river twice in wrestling is a difficult task to do. It's very, very complex. You have different fans. You have different styles. I mean, the flying style in Mexico since he left in 2011 has evolved two generations since then. It's gotten so far. The dives they do now are nuts and stuff like that. So it's going to be very interesting to see if they do position him as just the return of Místico, if that's what their fan base is looking for more than just the first time around at each arena.
Yeah, but you know what? If you look at big stars like Hulk Hogan in the 80s, Hulk Hogan disappeared from America for a little while, left WWF, and came back to WCW and did huge business. Brock Lesnar left to go do football and everything else. He came back, and he's done very good business. The Rock obviously went and made movies. He came back to WWE, biggest WrestleManias of all time, although he wasn't a regular. I mean, there's no reason it shouldn't work for at least a period of time.
It shouldn't, although Místico has now not been – he's been back under a different gimmick for a year. So I don't know what that's going to add to the equation if they're going to look at this as – the return of the prodigal son to the home that he should have been in all along, or as this is my older brother's wrestling, you know, this is his wrestler and his idol, and I prefer my own generation. I prefer my Rushes and Dragon Lees and Pentagon Juniors and whatever and different promotions. And I suspect you may well be right, but I go in with a jaded and cautious eye.
Considering they had a chance to watch when he was, you know, on that run in, what was it, 04, 05, 06, that the stuff that was done with him, you know, the kneeling at the altar and all the video packages and everything that they had, you know, his personality seems to have developed now where it's no secret of how he is. And they've actually, he's been a heel in CMLL before. And I mean, can't you put off, you know, that type of like refinding of himself going back to that era of Mystico? Can't you save that and see, you know, basically if what you're going to do doesn't work, then you always have that to fall back on of like the fallen star sort of thing. And now I'm back home. I mean, wouldn't you try to work his more recent personality kind of into this?
I wouldn't think CML, any other promotion but CMLL, I think, Mike, they would do that. CMLL is very old school and very behind the times and very stuck in their ways. You know, they do try and do modern media, but apart from that, their thinking is just, it's very, very difficult to get them to think of things in the way that the entire rest of the wrestling world looks at it. They don't do much in the way of angles and feuds and marriages the way that other promotions do.
All right, well, actually, stand by, Steve. We're going to head to a break. We'll come back more on Mystico as well as Lucha Underground and more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. This paper bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following. Just watch the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked. Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You're following me on Twitter, and if you're not, why aren't you? At Brian Alvarez. I want you to go up there right now. I have been sent... I couldn't thank the actual person because I don't even know what his name is. He's got a very long, wacky Twitter handle, but him and a few others have sent me a video of a commercial starring the great Khali. It is the greatest commercial ever. Ever! So head up to my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez.
I just watched it without sound, and that's true. Imagine with sound.
That's right. We've got the Doctor of Lucha himself here on the air, Steve Sims. Steve, my question about this situation as we continue on here is, so Dr. Wagner Jr. and La Parca, L.A. Park, returned to CMLL. Houses went up. People were excited. And then La Parca swore on the house mic, got reprimanded, got fired. His buddy quit. They're gone. It was like 2 weeks. They're gone. What are the chances that this whole honeymoon period with Mystico will be over very quickly and he'll be out of here?
The chances are very small. They're not zero, but they're very small. I suspect that this is a very careful career decision on his part, and CMLL understands that that AAA is going to probably fight the contractually, put up some form of a fight on this. So they wouldn't do it lightly, and they wouldn't do it. It's one of the reasons why I think they were very careful to say on Friday night that, yes, he is here to wrestle in this arena at a show that's actually promoted by someone else. So that as he would be working as an independent contractor for another promoter, not CMLL. But several facts since then, including the fact that he missed the house show the next night and several of his own interviews, have indicated that, yeah, he's jumping to CMLL.
How well-known are contracts there? I mean, this isn't like, is it towards the end and then he's going to have 90 days where he's got to work for, you know, this other promotion, even though they do business inside the CMLL-owned Arena Mexico? Is it something like that where...
That would be a great question if you could have a certain AAA booker on as a guest later in the week or something thereafter. I suspect that you will find that he, Ray, and Alberto have a contract that is separate and unique from what they might sign other people as. Those three were, it was my understanding, a little bit different than just the average wrestler. And there would be terms that we wouldn't be able to suss out because they would have a unique personal services contract that you would literally have to ask somebody in the AAA office or Mystico himself or Mr. Z himself.
You brought up Mysterio, and that's the one big question I wanted to ask you, because last time you were on, we talked about the possibilities that they would be going in the direction of Mysticis against Mysterio. I think it may have been the last time, but, you know, since then, you know, you had Mysticis kind of be a man on his own, and it just, what direction were they going with everything involved in that top AAA storyline that had to do with Mysticis? And were we going to see down the line he and Mysterio for the mask, and what would have happened there? Because
AAA
this seems like
has never been. I see where you're going. The AAA has never been one to hide where they're going with their main program. They have been pretty clear that this was the major feud in the promotion, and one that you could expect to have a major blow off. It would be fitting for a Triple Mania match, although theoretically they could, you know, blow it off at one of their other pay-per-views next year. But every signal that AAA has given in the past when they've had something that they planned out this far in advance and want to run with is the sort of signal they're giving out now. So it was widely assumed, to the point where, I mean, you know, they were challenging each other in press interviews for a Triple Mania match.
Is the value now, though, of both their masks in an ass-backwards way completely increased? Because, again, with Mystico going back, quote-unquote, home to CMLL, where they could use some guys, you know, into the field, some stars with masks as the years go on. I mean, the business just in general could use that, but most certainly CMLL, if you can do the business in your home arena. In a weird way, does this actually increase the value of the masks, or is it pretty much just the same?
Well, it does for Miss Disease. I don't know about Mysterio because I don't know until we see it whether the fans are going to treat his mask match as something important when he's lost his mask before. And, now that the Internet is widely available in Mexico, anybody can see a picture of Damian without his mask. He doesn't even wear his mask on a lot of his Twitter pictures that he has right now. So it's possible that people think this is the greatest thing in sliced egg, that Rey is finally going to defend his mask in Mexico City, or they may crap all over it and say, which I think is the lesser possibility, but a non-zero possibility, that they're going to say that this is, he's already lost his mask.
Well, can you sell that as, this is going to be an almost too obscure reference for a lot of people, but like the Jerry Stubbs as Mr. Olympia thing in Southeastern and in Alabama, for years and years and years where everybody knew the deal, but it's a symbolic thing where it's like, this is a shot at Ray's honor, even though we already know what this dude's face is.
Exactly. That's what AAA will do. I'm sure they will not. Even in Mexico, where they realize a certain percentage of the fans are younger or, literally didn't know that he had lost his mask, enough would be that the word would start to get out and stuff like that, and they would have an interesting time. What I want to pose to you two guys is something you haven't brought up yet, is that this is a competitive business. The fact that in the announcement that the little tiny promotion Elite League Wrestling made, they indicated this was not the only big star that's going to be jumping to their promotion and working for their promotion who currently does now, which I think is a hint at Averno, but I don't know that for a fact. But I would suspect that what you may find 6 months from now, that the conversation we are what this was the first shot in a wrestling war, and that AAA is now going to go after Rush in La Sombra like nobody's business, and CMLL is going to go after whoever they want in AAA promotion, which would presumably be Psycho Clown and Tejano Jr. and maybe Averno. And what we may find is that we're about to have six of the most interesting months we've seen in Mexico in years.
Cool. Well, let me ask this question here. How long do you think that this whole thing has been in the works?
I think it's been in the works in Miss Disease's mind. I want to just keep calling it.
Just
Mystico,
call him Mystico. That's.
But
make life easy for everybody.
Working under that. But I suspect it's been in his mind for a month or two.
Okay. So is
if
it?
We find out the reason, of course, is that he hasn't gotten paid as much as he wanted to, or maybe even as much as the contract says he should. Maybe it's been in the works for a longer time than that. And finally, this was, one paycheck recently was the final straw.
Okay, so is it possible that they have been talking to him for a little while, and they said, "All right, buddy, listen. As part of this jump, we're going to do this anniversary show. Atlantis is going to win again. And next year at the anniversary show, it's you and Atlantis, mask versus mask, and you're going to unmask this guy."
They could. I still think they have Atlantis's mask. If he's ever going to lose it, it's set for Rush. But we'll see. But then now this is a very plausible scenario you bring up. They could now that Mystico is available to them. They may not have known that very night. Now that it's available to them, they may say, "Oh, that's even a bigger gate than Rush is."
I mean, all I can think is Atlantis running through all these guys for their masks. Unless the idea is he's just going to be our new all-time legend because Santo's gone and whatever, we're gonna make Atlantis the guy. It seems to me that they're building this up big for a super big mask match where Atlantis loses.
Well, or just a super big mask match where they can charge double the prices they do now and have the first $2 million gate in Mexico history.
Could be. I want to talk about...
That would be so legendary that Atlantis versus Mystico, it literally wouldn't matter who won or lost. The fact that if they had the match and a clean finish, nobody would go home unhappy.
Sure. Let's talk, since we have about 5 minutes left, about Lucha Underground. They are restarting. I believe Boyle Heights is being rebuilt. Too bad they tore that down in the first place.
Well, I have news on that because I actually visited there directly. I actually literally went to the site and investigated it. And, yes, they would have had to do some tear down anyway because since there was such a gap between Season 1 and Season 2 filming, the owners of the arena booked out, or the owners of that building in which the temple was built, booked it out for other tapings and so there are for other shows to tape. And I've actually got photos of some of the flyers that the city requires you to put up when you're doing a filming in Los Angeles, of some of the shows that were taped there. So it's now that I have been there and seen for myself, it's possible that they tore down the arena so fast it's because they had other paying clients,
sure,
so that the building wouldn't sit idle for 6 months.
So it's looking like they're going to start doing the pre-tapes in November. Do you know anything about a potential first match taping date? And is January still the kickoff for Season 2?
Well, yes. I have heard the first and the last, but not the middle. I've heard like November 14th, or if that's a Monday, to start the vignettes. And not the first, but the second Monday in January to start, or this Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever night of the week already wants to air it, for the first show to air. But for matches, I have not heard taping dates yet. AAA as a whole, for years and years and years and years, in fact, maybe since the day they were born, tends to take off the period of December 15th to about February 1st. They run house shows, but they're very minor house shows. They don't do any TV tapings, anything major. So there'll be a lot of free availability during that 6-week period to tape a lot of TV if they want to use mainly AAA guys.
Is it true that they're doing fewer episodes this time around than last time?
I have heard the final decision hasn't been made, but they were in that direction. They didn't want to spend as much money as this time, and so
that's what I was asking. Is that because they got less money and so they're doing less episodes to keep the budget the same per episode?
Yeah, at the moment. But, of course, the area in which I heard this was if they can get outside, funding or outside, if they can sell to Univision or Televisa or whatever, then that opens up the availability for a lot more funding and they'll be able to do more expansive shows. But, these guys are very creative. I looked at the stuff, and the stuff is obviously very expensive because it's union and it's all sorts of contracts and stuff like that. I suspect they could do a lot of what they needed to do with just barely cutting down a lot of the frills, but still cutting down on some of, and not having to spend quite as much money on it.
Are we going to see Matanza?
I think so.
I want a boy so I can give him that middle name.
Yes, if they don't get a complete sale to Univision or Televisa, I do think this will be the second season will be the last. Because El Rey, it just doesn't have the audience, and they're going to lose more money again. And they're just not going to get somebody to sign off for a third season. So I would expect them to write the program in a way to where they wrap up their storylines at the end of season two.
Is there any chance they may get Televisa?
Oh, yeah, there's a chance. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Steve, we got to head to a break, so stand by. We're going to be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Final segment of the show here. We got about a minute. Dr. Lucha, the floor is yours. Brand new Figure Four Weekly coming out in the next few hours.
It is, and as much as I've spoken here, you'll be able to see a more succinct, shorter, but still comprehensive review of this whole situation. I do expect the wrestling war. I expect it's going to be very, very interesting and fun the next few months in Mexico. Well, and I'm glad to see Lucha Underground back.
So am I, let me tell you. Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Of course, we'll have you on regularly here on Wrestling Observer Live at Dr. Lucha Jr. on Twitter, if you want to check that out. And that is it for today, everybody. Tonight is Raw, and of course, we're going to be talking that show tomorrow. As usual, there is virtually no Raw preview. It's normally how things work. But I think next week is the big show, where they've got Brock Lesnar, Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, and many more showing up as the final go-home for Hell in a Cell. So we'll talk about all of that on the program tomorrow. Don't forget, later on today, Filthy Tom Lawler, a new father, is going to be on the show. We'll be talking to him about all of the latest news, his young Finn that has just been born, and so much more. And of course, later on tonight, brand new Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. We did a show last night for subscribers as well. So make sure you head up there and check that out. And as noted, Mike will be running the show Thursday and Friday this week. I know he's very excited about that. Getting rid of me for 2 days, Mike, but you can't get rid of me forever.
I know, and it's possible that I won't be able to get rid of Ed in San Antonio forever. I'm sure
calling in. I forgot he's back Wednesday. Man, what a week, everybody. Check it out. We'll be back again next time. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, all of you, the callers and listeners, Steve as well. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.